Hi guys, my name is Corey and I'm in Devil's Land.
Hello lovers, welcome to another episode on Devil's Lounge. In my lounge with me, I have Blessing Ibeleke, popularly known as Corey. She's a content creator and entrepreneur, amongst other things. Yeah. Welcome to my lounge, Corey.
Thank you for having me.
You're already excited. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, you're the first person that'll come on my show and I'll ask how I do. My person will ask me how am I doing too.
Because I'm a very nice person and I always ask back.
Oh, that's
I'm very,
so
cute. Like, I'm sensitive. Okay. So, like, yeah.
Okay. How did your week go? What did you do this week?
Okay. Let me think. What did I do this week? This week was very uneventful. I went for just one class. No, to be sincere, I went for just one class throughout this last week. Like, there was no way there I intentionally skipped classes. I said, I have to be a rebel today, and I skipped the classes, and I didn't go. But, like, this last week was very uneventful. But I loved it. Like I took a break from school, so, yeah, it was cool.
Okay, apart from, like, skipping schoolwork that I had to do, what other things did you do?
What did I do? Nothing, really. I just watched movies. I like watching movies, so I just watched a lot of movies, and, yeah.
Was just you not remember, you don't remember coming to my room to disturb me.
Oh, okay, yeah, that, amongst other things, I came to the room to disturb you as usual.
Okay, I know I already said what I know about you. You're a content creator, you're an entrepreneur, but I want you to.
It.
That's why
talk
would, you,
myself.
Would you
yes.
allow me land?
Okay, sorry.
Eh? That so now I want you to tell us about you.
Okay, so for those who don't know me, my name is Ibeleke Blessing, but people know me as Corey. Most people know me as Corey. I think the people that know me as Blessing are very, very, like, I can count. So most people know me as Corey, and I'm a brand strategist. I think number one, I'm a brand strategist. You want to mention who I am? I'm a brand strategist.
Why are you not shouting to
because
my microphone?
Because you didn't say it. I'm a brand strategist. I'm a content creator. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an embroiderer. I am an ambassador for Maka. Yes, I'm ambassador for Maka. I'm the brand ambassador for Agroove. And yeah, I have a podcast coming next year. And I also have a podcast. So yeah.
Exciting.
And I'm also a student.
Yeah, I think we are aware of that. You already started by saying you skipped class. So
oh,
we know.
Okay.
You are doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
How are you able to keep up?
Okay, to be sincere, is usually one at a time because I don't do everything at the same time. When I'm in school, I don't embroider. When I'm in school, I do basically just classes and podcasts and podcasts. Okay, so there's this thing. Last, when I was in 200 level, I had a job. Last, when I was like a brand strategist, I was looking for a company. So it was more of like me just being a brand strategist and me coping with school. So it was just those two things.
Yeah.
This 300 level, I do not have a like working paying job right now. So it's me and my podcast and class. When I'm at home, usually embroidering and podcast. So
oh, that's beautiful.
Not, like, together.
Yeah. So like you have
yes.
that makes sense. What are you currently working on?
What am I currently working on? Okay, so currently I'm working on my podcast. Like I'm trying to like make efforts like to do something for it. That's number one. And I'm currently like starting my season two for my podcast. So I'm still recording. So okay. Another thing I'm doing, I'm working on branding my business. There's your embroidery store on Instagram. So like I'm trying to brand it well to give it a name, a reputation, a status, that kind of thing. So that's what I'm working on right now. And I'm still trying to get the job. So I'll be able to fund it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I'm very my life is very sweet and fun and exciting. So
Corey is like the one person I know that has a lot of fantasy. I don't know how she does it, but she just she can just be sitting down and she's like, Debola, do you know what I just thought about? Like she comes up with like things. Like I don't know how she does it, but like she always sits in.
Yeah, my book is going to come out very soon. Don't worry. Like I write a lot of books. Yeah, I write too. I write stories.
Yeah.
But my problem is finishing it because like most of the time, once I start one, I don't finish before I go to another one. So I have a lot of stories I've written, and I'm going to complete them one of these days. Right now I'm thinking I'm motivated. I think when I get to the hostel, I'll write something on one of my books. Yeah, I'll finish it. I'll try to do something.
I'll remind you.
Yeah, you should.
Bye. Time right now is 2:43. By 5 p.m. I want to see what you've done.
Okay.
Beautiful. Anyways, when you were working for the company, how did you go?
Okay. My job, I was really young. I was not really young, I was 16.
Why say that? It was not just last year.
Yeah, no, it was 2 years ago. Okay. It was 2020, 2021. I was 16 and I was so excited. So I knew like very little about the job and what it was about, but it was really nice. But my boss was really hard to please. Like, it was a very hard to please person.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't know this thing. That's why you hired me to do it for you. But like, you don't even want to appreciate that, oh, she's doing something, or she's making like effort, she's doing this and that. Like, it just really gets so aggressive sometimes. So like, but like, I had to quit because it wasn't paying me as much as the work I was doing. I was like at my own loss. It was like at my own loss, that kind of thing. So I just had to like quit the job.
But imagine working so hard. Your boss didn't appreciate it. I'm not even making as much as you're supposed to.
Do you understand? But like, it was a good experience for me. I learned a lot. I learned to do. I can do. Yeah, I didn't say that. So yeah, I learned to do and on my computer, actually, you know, in my hand. Yeah. I can draw also. I know you didn't know that.
Interesting.
But I can draw, yes.
You have a lot going on.
Yeah,
with
I know.
You.
It's just me not knowing exactly what I want to do right now, but I can draw.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So I want to know, have you had any creative block?
Yes. Oh. Yes, I have. It was okay, that's when I started doing actually, because like I didn't know anything about it. And my boss gave me like this, because I was working like not directly under my boss, like my other boss told me, create this a particular like a strategy actually. So he now said I should create it in an interactive way. And I'm like, how would I create this in an interactive way? Like, let me just like put it down, write it. Okay, this is how it would be. That he said, no, I should make it very interactive, that when the person that wants to look at it, I does not even know anything about it, would understand. And I'm like, what would I do? I just opened, like, I was just searching and checking, I was surfing through the internet, and then I saw this doodling app and I just checked it. And I'm like, okay, let me try doing something like that. And I'm like, let me try doing something like that. And then I downloaded the app. I made the first one. It was really nice. I showed my mom. She was like, this is, no, my mom doesn't really know anything about all this. So I was very excited and I said, like, make it. So I made it and I showed him. Was like, it was very, that was the first time I knew that, okay, my boss was impressed.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. So at that time, before I made this thing, I had like this creative, I didn't know what to do because I didn't even know how to go about the whole making something interactive. So yeah, that's when I had creative block. Yeah.
And for your business, your embroidery, how has that been doing? When did you start? What was the plan for it?
Okay, so I started embroidering last year. Mm-hmm. Yes. There was this day, like, my mom was telling me, she was telling me about how impressed she was of my sister. My sister is a crocheter. So, like, she was telling me how impressed she was of my sister. That, my parents are shaking me at this age, and something like that. So, like, me too, I wanted to have something doing. So, I just, like, surfing through YouTube and everything. And I saw this embroidery. And I was like, wow, this is really nice. Because, like, I'm, like, this art person. I love art.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, this is really nice and everything. And I showed my mom. I was like, can you find you? But most people will not want all this kind of thing in their house. And I'm like, it's very fine. No, it's
you
very fine.
You just have to find your target audience.
Yes. I was like, it's very fine. She was like, okay. Well. Then I started working on it. I started working on the embroidery. I started, like, learning on YouTube. I got myself material. The fact that I even begged my mom that I need materials for this. Mom said she does not have money to put into anything. So I just had to, like, save my school money. I started working on it. And I started fully as a business around September.
Okay.
Yes. And then so far, so good. Because next year, I'm planning something big. So
you're a content creator. You're an ambassador for a shopping platform. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Okay. So I'm not so much of like a big social media person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on social media, but like, I'm not that big. I'm not even big. Yeah. So I just, like, I create content for normal brand, like brands that are not that big yet, because I don't think
small businesses.
Yes, for small businesses, that kind of thing. So, and the crochet business, the Agro, is for my sister. So yeah, I'd like, she had to just pick me, because duh, who else would she pick? So and the marker, I applied to be a creator. They made me an ambassador and a creator, and it has been good because I've been making efforts.
What brand would you most want to work with? I know that you've only worked with small businesses, but like, if you had the chance to like choose, okay, this is the brand I want to work with.
Okay.
What brand?
Brand that I would like to actually work with. Let's say, I know if I say this to you, you will laugh. Guinness.
I won't laugh because you make a lot of noise about Guinness. Corey's sister works at Guinness, and we don't hear the end
you
of it.
You guys are not hearing what, please.
Guinness
you.
Is Guinness, Guinness that, this, Guinness, but that. Then,
yes. Yes.
I'm not surprised.
I want to, like, I would told her, I beg that sugar waves tell them that
but, like, that's for
ambassador.
Your embroidery. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
for
your ambassador.
You want
yes.
to work for it.
Yes.
Then for an ambassador, like, create content. That
like, the company I want to go for my internship this next year is a company that's, like, working for Guinness. Like,
oh,
Guinness is one of their clients. So, like, I have to work there.
Okay.
So, yeah. Everything is Guinness.
How do you feel when you are, like, down? You do a lot of things. And imagine, like, out of everything that I do, nothing is falling into place. I literally don't have anything going on. How do you, like...
That's me this year. You just explained my year. You just explained 2021. I mean, 2022. Yeah, just explained 2022. Like, you just...
So, like, how have you been able to, like, cope with it and, like,
I've put down things or something? I've been crying a lot. A lot. Like, I literally... I'm a crybaby, so, like, I've been crying a lot. That's how I've been coping. Let me just tell you. That's how I've been coping. I've been crying. Because, like, I don't know. Crying is a coping mechanism for me. And I don't know why. So, like, I've just been crying a lot. I'm praying and trying to, like, force myself to not give up. Because, like, I could easily just say, I'm not doing this podcast again because... I obviously, how many listens do I even have?
Yeah.
My podcast, how many views would I have when I start? Mm-hmm. My embroidery, how many people want to buy it? That kind of thing. But like, it's just me telling myself that trust the process and look at the future. Look at if you don't look at now, that kind of thing. So I've been really crying and just me motivating myself that you can do it. You're a flame-throwing rock star.
Love the energy.
Yeah.
So I got some messages recently about me being distant. Like, my first time I'm being distant and I've just been like by myself. Like, I really don't want to talk to anybody and stuff. And then my school mother called me today and they were having a conversation and everything. And she's like, now what do you mean by that? Down that? Because I'm like, I feel like I should have, maybe my podcast should have more listens already.
Yes.
Or like, I should be able to, like, I've worked with more brands as a content creator. Or like, my prayer, I should have just gone far, really. I should have achieved more. And she's like, what do you mean by that? Like, she's really impressed with what I'm doing. Like, because as far back as I've started all this media stuff that I've been doing, like, not people my age might have thought about it. Like, I'm trying to do something for myself, and that makes sense. And that made me to actually sit down and think that, why am I even pushing myself so hard?
Yeah, so I get what, like, you mean. But at the same time, see, I've heard this statement. I am so proud of you. Like, you are doing above your mates, and I'm very proud of you. So people telling me now that you are doing fine for your age. I don't want to hear that.
It's not about doing fine for my age.
The other ones telling me that, oh, I'm very proud of you. You have done more than... So, like, that's what I want to keep hearing. I don't care about whether I'm doing fine for my age or not.
Yeah. So, like, it's not... And at the end of the day, it's not even about what my age mates have. It's about, okay,
how
so
I feel that I've done, how far I feel myself that I've gotten this far for myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's just your own mind, your own heart that, wow, I've done this for myself. So, that's that kind of mentality, actually. So, sometimes I don't even want anybody to motivate me. Don't be push not... Advise me. I don't want.
Anyway, she will be fine.
Yeah.
So, Miss is currently on break. Probably by next year, too.
Yeah.
Come back harder.
Bigger and better.
Bigger and better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. But, like, I don't want to stop my podcast for anything because I feel like if I should stop it, I probably will not want to continue again because the morale will just be dead. So, anyways, let's talk about our Dirty December plans.
At the beginning of July, when I was saving it, I was like telling myself December is going to be dirty. I was so sure December was going to be dirty. But right now, my sis, I go let her sit down for my house. I go chop Christmas food. That's what December is going to be like. Because, like, to be sincere, I don't want to anticipate something that might not happen.
Yeah,
to avoid depression and sadness and crying. So, like, it's just me. I don't want to even plan anything anymore. Because, like, I don't think I can get to that. Like, obviously, I have some things I'm going to go out with my friends and do some stuff. I already have, like, some outings I knew that definitely.
For sure. You're doing this one.
Do you understand? I don't want to plan ahead of myself. So, let me not say any dirty clinical. Nothing the dirty. We're clean. Clean.
Were you planning on going for Shakira's concert?
I wasn't really planning it. Why? Because my mom would not obviously let me go.
Yeah.
So, like, me planning that my sister was going to go and
so
drag me
along.
That kind of thing. But, like, I don't even think my sister is going. So, there's no point. I never planned it. I never wanted... Like, I wanted to go, obviously. But I knew that there was no hope. Nobody could carry me go at Shakira's concert.
It was 50-50. In fact, 90-10.
It was 90-10. So... There's no point.
Oh, well. Ask me what my Dirty December plans are.
What are your Dirty? And I know what your Dirty December plans are, but I want your people to hear for me.
What are my Dirty December plans?
You get. Oh,
I don't get now.
On the bucket list, you write.
You guys.
Both of us know, say, nothing is going to happen.
This bucket list has been since summer. That's since August. Shin Bai. I know, do.
Maybe I did like two on the list, yeah. Next year is another year. Yeah. We go run out next year.
We go again. We go ADA.
We go ADA.
Yes.
Period.
Like my friend was telling me that we are going to Ghana next year around March. I said, woof.
Let's tell them the friend. I love because the they're not energy. Different. It's Gloria, life of Gloria.
Actually.
Now life of Gloria. The Texas. Him, she's the rich sis amongst us.
Do you understand?
Us.
I told him, don't worry. I love this energy you're bringing. She will sponsor me.
Beautiful.
There's no need. She's telling me, ah, let's just do it now next day. I said, you are I beg.
Anything can happen before next year.
Yeah, actually, yes.
You can just wake up tomorrow now and see millions inside your account.
You get
anything's possible.
Yeah, can't wait.
One of our friends is here and is laughing as if it's impossible. Dominion, do you have anything to say? That we are clowns. That's what you're trying to say.
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. Well, God can't do anything.
Exactly. Be positive. Period. Anyway, moving on, Corey. Okay. Before you go, I want to ask some random questions. Okay. Yeah. If you're a superhero, what powers would you want to have?
Okay, if I was a superhero, I would want to have this shape-shifting. I would like to turn into like, yes, I would like
turn
to be...
Turn like table, I mean microphone.
Not that. Not, what? No, like now, I like to, yeah, so I like, let's say now, Bemi wants to do something that I'll shape-shift into Bemi. Wow, go there. Yeah, this is the same as we are come back. I'm very...
So you like Amebo, that's all what you're saying.
I'm very petty. I like, actually, I just like the idea of shape-shifting.
Interesting.
Into, like now, I want to go to a club now, and it's like 18, like 21 and above.
Yeah.
I go now. I will shape 15 to 21 year old and go to the club, enjoy myself and come out. Just like shape 15 and probably invisibility.
Yeah, that's true.
Telekinesis. What do you call that stuff? Yes, telekinesis.
No more. What's telekinesis?
Like you're able to like I don't know.
That's true. It does.
No, like up. I can. Bring Dominion's art without like so going to meet, yes, control things.
Oh,
yes.
Ah, like, that's exciting. That
yeah,
makes sense.
I just
sense.
Pass my book from my drawer with my mind. Yeah,
hey, that makes
I'm
sense.
So full. I like, I'm so lazy, so like, I need someone to do some things for me.
Okay, so that means you better be rich.
Yes, I have to be very rich. This is my body, I know everyone has said so far.
Do you know how to drive? Have you tried to learn how to drive before?
I have phobia for cars.
You know, I've tried to learn how to drive. I know that when I started learning, I almost hit my father. And because of that, I stopped.
Wow.
Yeah. And since that time, I just always like maybe repark inside the compound or something.
Like, I have phobia for driving. I can't.
And then anytime somebody's driving, I don't know if someone, like when you're stuck in traffic or can you come, and then you're not using your leg to like
move a little.
Yes, like try to press brake that is not there. Since that time, I'm not wasting that. I don't think I'll ever actually.
Me too. Sometimes I think to myself, I don't think I'll ever.
I have to
drive.
Be like rich and have
so
like
a driver.
Do you get?
Cause like I have very like my mom is driving and I'm like.
Exactly. I'm not maybe they drive. Oh, she's so, like beside us, and I'm just thinking like, in my head, I'm like, why not you turn your hand there?
Yeah,
but
I
like,
I don't think I would want to drive. I don't. It's not something I want to try. So I know I'm still going to go to driving school, but it's not something I want to try.
Maybe even if I'm ever going to learn how to drive, maybe in like area closed estates, that kind. Well, we'll be fine. The second question I want to ask you is that, what would you do if fear was not a factor and you could not fail?
If fear was not a factor and, I don't know, I have to be perfect then, right?
Left. I don't know, you tell me.
I don't know, because like, if fear was not a factor and...
If fear was not a factor and you could not fail, that means you could literally do anything.
Yes.
So what would that anything be?
Yeah, like I would. I don't know. I don't know what about.
What is the most thing that you want to do?
I don't have. That's the thing. I just want to. I just want to have a good life. That's all. I don't think I have one thing in my head that I want to do this. I know I'm scared of heights, but if I was not scared of heights, I don't think I would want to climb anything that high, like anything that would make me be scared. So I don't think I've never actually had something that I want to do this thing. Nah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyways, Corey, thank you so much for coming.
Duh.
Oh, girl. Thank you so much for joining me in my lounge today.
You're welcome.
Can't wait to hear more of you. I'll be see what you do, what you put out to the world.
Me too.
Blah, 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 FYI, you guys, I'm also a Maka creator. So you guys should please use our code so that Maka will pay us. Because if you don't buy using our discount code, we're not going to get money.
Yeah.
And that was on period.